This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Health officials in Colorado are investigating the state's first case of measles in almost 5 years. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
State health officials say they've confirmed that an international traveler to Colorado tested positive for measles. The adolescent arrived in Denver a week ago and visited several counties. People who may have been directly exposed are being notified. The person, whose vaccination status is unknown, has been in isolation since Monday. For people who haven't had the MMR vaccine, measles is a highly contagious and serious infection. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Krista Kafer is one of the Republicans who petitioned the Colorado Supreme Court to consider Donald Trump's eligibility to appear on the state's primary ballot next year. She says she voted for Trump in 2020, but January 6th made him unfit.
For me, this is about saying to any future candidate, any future office holder, anyone who has taken an oath to the Constitution, if you take an oath to the Constitution, you cannot engage in insurrection. You cannot stop the peaceful transfer of power. You cannot foment a mob. You cannot continue to push a false narrative until people take up arms. If you do that, you cannot run again.
Kafer says the issue should be decided in court, not by individual secretaries of state. Denver will consider banning sweeps during freezing temperatures. A set of bills headed to city council in the new year could also raise the threshold to open emergency warming shelters from 20 to 32 degrees. The move would be a big win for advocates who say freezing sweeps raise the risk of frostbite and death. But Mayor Mike Johnston and other city officials say the bills are too broad and could create confusion. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.